Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Why Is This Happening? I'm your host, Jose. Just to give you some insight as to why we chose this topic for our podcast, simply just for the mindset that, you know, we never understand fully why, when sky's the limit, all it takes is one incident, one choice per se, you know, just something not to go our way for us to sit there and say to ourselves, you know, why is this happening? Why me? So an incident that occurred was for me, and we're going to cover a lot of different aspects of my life as far as, you know, stories and times where I thought to myself, you know, why me? Why is this happening? You know, trying to put blame out on someone else without taking the responsibility that it is due to my own bad luck that something is happening. I looked for someone else to blame. So going in, thinking about, you know, where my life currently is, where my life was, how things were, I always usually resort back to just, you know, kind of wondering and pondering about life's decisions. If I had chosen a different route, you know, would that have happened to me? Would that negative impact, you know, have dictated where I am? Would I still have been on the same path if everything went smoothly? You know, there were plenty of times in my life where bullying was a big, big topic, and it was in full swing during high school when I realized how bad it was. So talking about bullies in high school, it was probably within the first few weeks that I seemed to have been getting treated differently. And it wasn't something that was really addressed at the time. So now that bullying is, you know, one of those big topics that everyone talks about, everyone advocates for, it wasn't something that was always advocated for. But, you know, looking back now, I honestly feel like if it wasn't for the bullying in my life, I may not be where I am. But going back, talking about this and everything, you know, it's just a simple idea as to, you know, why me? Why am I being bullied? Why is this happening to me? And I couldn't quite understand it. I didn't understand racism at the time, or at least, you know, the whole aspect of being racist, using derogatory slang. And it was at some point in time when I finally, enough was enough for me, and I finally ended up standing my ground. I ended up learning throughout the years that it's probably because of the color of my skin. And I was just always embarrassed. I was ashamed. Like, you know, we had a predominantly white school, and there was at least a small group of people who believed they were part of a, you know, a white supremacist group where anyone who wasn't white was inferior. And, you know, it's just not the mindset that people should live. But, you know, I honestly feel like if it wasn't for the bullying that I endured during school, I wouldn't be the person that I am now. When I see people getting bullied, or I hear about people getting bullied and pushed around and, you know, treated differently because of a disability, because of, you know, the color of their skin, like, you know, getting treated differently just for any aspect of their life, I step in and I try to advocate and talk with everyone about, you know, try to take things with a grain of salt. So not everything's going to work well, like poverty. Kids get treated differently for poverty, and it's not their fault. So they start asking, like, you know, why me? Why am I getting treated differently? Why can't I have nice things? And it's not because they choose to live the way they do. It's not because us as Hispanics choose to have the color skin we have. It's just human nature to be how we are. Like, it's just, you know, how we're brought up. You know, you can't change the color of your skin. You're born this way. So, you know, going forward and everything, I try more now to really get people, you know, get to know people. I talk to people. People hear about what goes on in my life, and they look at me and they're like, dude, I don't understand how you keep going on and on with your life. Like, most people would just crumbled by now. And thinking back and really, really taking the time to think about it, I actually had a conversation with my dad today about, you know, different stories in the Bible of where doubt came into play, where people would wonder why me, or, you know, to an aspect of wondering why is this happening to me. And I brought up the story of Job, which is a powerful story in itself. And he actually brought up the story of Joseph, and we actually had a bit of a discussion about it. And, you know, it really opened my eyes, because I didn't really see it as to, could he have been questioning, why is this happening? Why me? And just a quick background into the story of Joseph, you know, kid born into a very large family, lots of brothers. Joseph was essentially the overall favorited child. And he was treated in somewhat of high regards to his father. So the brothers become jealous and they throw Joseph into a hole to leave him there to die. They bring back the robe Joseph's father had given him, and they tell their father that an animal had eaten him. Joseph, being in the hole, most likely wondered to himself, you know, why is this happening to me? Why me? What did I do to deserve the things happening here? It's not my fault that my father treats me differently than everyone else. Going farther into the story, other aspects of Joseph's life, from the pit, he gets sold into slavery, where he works for Pharaoh. From there, he becomes one of Pharaoh's right-hand men. From there, he's accused of infidelity with Pharaoh's wife, thrown into jail, and essentially left there. And all this time, like, you know, from the time he was a kid to the time he was a grown adult being accused of adultery. You know, he had to have been sitting in that jail cell wondering to himself, you know, God, why is this happening? Why me of all people? I'm living the way you want me to live. I'm doing all these things that I should be doing, but nothing's going my way. Why is this happening to me? But even in modern times, when we sit there and wonder to ourselves, you know, why is this happening to me? Why, if I do good things, I've never done any harm to anyone, I've never mistreated anyone, do we have these bad things happen to us? And it's definitely something that's always going to be there. Like, no matter what, sometimes you need to make the best of it. Sometimes you can't change it. Sometimes you can. But in all reality of it, you know, we're going to sit back, we're going to look, and end up just, you know, continuing to wonder until something positive ends up happening. We're just always going to wonder, you know, why me? Why is this happening? But it's mentioned in life, in movies, in shows, in kids' cartoons, in the Bible, the whole premise of when we start giving in to self-doubt of why is this happening to me? Why me? Did I really deserve this? We start doubting ourselves. We start looking to give up on everything that we've tried to achieve, everything we've done positive. It makes us go into a slump. And that's where we need to, you know, be able to be more open. We need to be vocal with people. We need to, you know, find someone you can connect with and say, hey, I had a bad day today. This is what happened. Why me? And just find someone who can understand you in a way that isn't harsh, you know. God has a plan for us. No matter how difficult things are, we're never given anything that we can't handle. So when you sit there and you start doubting and saying to yourself, you know, why me? This isn't fair. Why is this happening? Just remember. Please just remember. And I tried my best to remember it too. What's happening now is only temporary. We need to keep our heads held high, truck forward, and know that this too shall pass. Because in the end, we all have each other. You know, we're going to continue going through and just looking more and more into different aspects of, you know, why is this happening? So I'm hoping with, you know, tonight's episode, it kind of helps with a little bit of guidance, at least being able to, you know, give you guys some sort of clarity or, you know, some sort of outlook into the self-doubt of why me and why is this happening?